Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. A little SRV bringing this back. A little Stevie Ray, the late great Stevie Ray Vaughan. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not late or great, and maybe a little great, but not late yet. I'm still hanging around, working on great, working on that great thing. I'm glad you're here. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Bob Niggins is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, WhizBang with an H, WhizBangTraining.com is his website. Marketing your retail store in the internet age is his business. He's the founder of Mackinac Kite Company, where they sold kites 12 months out of the year. That's a retailer expert I want to listen to. Hey, Bob, we've been talking about getting ready for the fall, for the holiday season, the fourth quarter, and how big a deal it is to retailers. And I posed the question, the fact that margins can really take a hit during the holidays because we are under pressure from the competition, we are under pressure from the online retailers. Retail, Main Street retail is under pressure anyway right now. And if you don't buy right, then you don't have much room to play around with margins, and you're liable to wind up being marginalized. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. Well, there's a couple of layers into my answer to that question. So in the first, in many respects, you're absolutely correct. You have to bring in the right merchandise. And, you know, on that first level, it's bringing in the right merchandise, looking for merchandise that you can charge more for. But, there's also this whole idea of pricing for profit. And, you know, before the break, I asked if I could share. And if you're listeners go to whizbangtraining.com and type in the search bar pricing, they'll find a video from the Retail Mastery System on the three rules for profitable retail pricing. So there's the basic strategic pricing piece. There's having the right merchandise. And there's also, you know, marking it down on time. The biggest mistake that we see with inexperienced merchants is, you know, they fall in love. Well, I have so much money invested in this, I can't mark it down.
Right.
And, Jim, I don't need to tell you because you're an old merchant, but it's a whole lot easier to sell it at 20% off the week before Christmas than it is at 75% off.
That's right.
During February, my brother Steve and I used to laugh. We used to say the grocery store does not want our kites in February. We need to turn this stuff into cash now.
That's right. Well, that's the thing. You can't fall in love with your products. One of my mentors that I worked my way through college for, selling furniture and delivering furniture for him. You know, he took me to a market one time to a big market. I was just a kid. I'd never seen anything like it. And he said, he bought a bunch of sofas. And I said, Mr. Mangum, do you like that? These sofas you're buying, those colors and everything. He said, no, not really. I said, well, why did you buy them? He said, because I learned a long time ago, if I filled my store with things that I liked, I'd wind up with a shrine to things that I like, and not a store with sofas going out the front door. And you know what? He was right. He was amazing at how he could pick colors that other people would like, but he didn't like them. He didn't fall in love with his products.
That's right. You're absolutely right. So my wife, Susan, in the scheme of things here at Whiz Bang Training, my wife, Susan's the merchandiser and the buyer and that sort of thing. She always talks about that. Now, your customer votes with their wallet. And, you know, and you got to fall out of love with what you like and fall in love with what people are buying.
Yep.
And boy, oh boy, some people have a hard time with that. But once you start getting wise, once you start looking at that P&L start to shrink, you know, wise people go, okay, I need to be a professional merchant here. And you're right. It's not about what you like. It's not about your style. Of course, what you like in your style, you know, sort of colors the way your store looks and feels. But at the end of the day, It's all about what your customers are buying.
It's exactly right. So, Bob, I want to make a little bit of an adjustment and ask you a question. I'm worried. I'm worried about Main Street retailers. I'm worried about the profession of retail, primarily because of the pressure that they're feeling from the online merchants, especially Amazon. What do you think? Am I justified in my concern?
You are partially justified. So here's what I would say, Jim. I personally, I'm incredibly optimistic about the future of small independent retailers. We are the cockroaches of commerce. You know, you can't get rid of us.
Survivors.
If there's an empty storefront, oh, my God, somebody's going to take it. Somebody has a dream, right? Somebody always has a dream. But now what's starting to happen now? Because of the internet, you know, when I started in retail, so I started my store in 1981. You know, there was no internet, there were no books, there was no whiz bang training. Mm-hmm. You know, it was Bob Nagin, you know, and his brother Steve.
But when, you know, I've got 30 seconds, and I want you to come back another day so we can talk about this. But wrap your thoughts up there in 30 seconds.
So if you're good, you're going to thrive. If you're mediocre or bad, you're out of business faster than ever before.
And it's taken a lot less time to find out who's good and bad. That's the difference today and 30 years ago, right?
That is exactly correct, Jim.
Yeah. Whiz Bang Training with an H. WhizBangTraining.com is the website. When you go there, you'll be smarter. And you got it. Are you going to make that new announcement next time you come back?
I will, Jim. I promise.
All right. Thank you. Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen. He's got more to come. He'll be back another day real soon. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.